The Wizard of Shady Street. Jason and Mandy lived at the end of Shady Street. The long tree shadows didn't reach their house, but further down the street, only pools of sunlight peeped through the leafy branches. In the darkest part of the street was number 54, a cottage with a high wooden wall across the front garden. Jason and Mandy had to walk past this cottage on their way to and from school. The door in the wall was always open. They could see a chipped concrete path lined with spiky bushes. The path led to a front door with a small round window on either side. Jason said they looked like eyes that watched out for intruders. Above the door was a coloured glass window. Mandy said it was a third eye that looked right out into the street. "If you walk up that path, the bushes will reach out and grab you," Jason said, trying to scare his sister. "Or that yappy little dog will bite you," Mandy said. Every Saturday morning, an old man in a long black coat came out of the house and walked down the street. He had white hair down to his shoulders and a shiny patch on top of his head. He had a gnarled walking stick that he tapped along the path beside him, while his frisky little dog jumped and yapped around his legs. Jason and Mandy watched him from their house and then decided to follow him to see where he went. As they came closer, they noticed several eyes shining on his stick. He took no notice of the children, but the little dog raced round them, yapping wildly and nipping at their legs. Mandy screamed and ran home, with Jason following close behind. "I think he was only trying to be friendly," Jason said, puffing as he slammed the front door. "I think he was going to bite me," Mandy said. "Do you think its bite would be poisonous?" "I don't know, but I think that old man is a wizard. Did you see the eyes in his stick staring at us?" When the spring came, white blossoms appeared on a tree that was hanging over the wooden wall that hid the old man's garden. Soon the blossoms fell, and small green apples appeared on the branches. Every day as they walked past on their way to school, the children looked at the apples. They grew and grew and gradually turned rosy red. They looked delicious. "I'm going to pick some," Jason said one day. "The old wizard might have poisoned them," Mandy said wearily.
"Why would he do that?"
Jason said. "I don't know. Wizards have weird potions, don't they?" said Mandy. "Well, I'm going to get some apples anyway," said Jason determinedly. "Bend down so that I can stand on your shoulders." "Okay." Mandy knelt down, and Jason stepped up on her shoulders and reached up to grab a big red juicy apple. "Hello there," said a deep voice. Mandy turned her head to see the tall wizard standing by the open door in the wall. His long black cloak was wrapped around him. Mandy screamed and jumped up. Jason fell down with a thump. "Ouch!" he yelled. Mandy raced off down the road. Jason took one look at the wizard and chased after her. They arrived home puffing and panting. A few minutes later, there was a knock at the door. The children's mother opened it.
"There is a lady here who wants to see you too," she called out.
Nervously, Mandy and Jason went to the door. A white-haired elderly lady was standing there.
"I'm Winifred Riley," she said. "I have come to live with my brother at number 54. He gave me this bag of apples for you. He said he is sorry he scared you."
"You mean the wizard?" Mandy said, staring wide-eyed at the woman. Winifred laughed.
"Is that what you call him?" she said. "His arthritis is getting really bad, and I've come to look after him." But he has a stick with eyes that stare at us, said Jason. He made that stick himself years ago and put those shiny shells on it. He used to make lots of things out of wood. You children are welcome to visit any time and help yourselves to apples. That's very kind of you, the children's mother said. Thank you, said Jason. Thank you, said Mandy. What a nice lady, their mother said and went inside. Just as Jason reached out to take the bag of apples, the lady put the bag down on the mat and there was a whooshing sound. Mandy and Jason stared in disbelief as Winifred disappeared in a puff of smoke.